This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize all the cheese you ever wanted, to capture it, or just let it slip. Yo, this pod is heavy, microphones armed and ready, the semen in the bath, object missing his mom already, he's nervous, but a pen space has served his purpose, he gets calm, but he keeps on regretting, holding a shoe now, the whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the beer won't come out, it's frozen how, I think I heard some aardvark sounds, it's awkward now, bow to the master, bow, Snapchat like Ozarian, oi, the ghost wolf and he's coy, and I'm beefing with soy, so I summon Game Boy, and he'll raise my esteem when I feel like a gourd. The cheese shit was a dream, like I'm camming with Lord. When my roommate was clean, so it seems like I'm mad, like I can't bring my baton to the Bahamas. So back to the show and let's pray for positivity, that if I send an email, they'll preserve my anonymity.
Yo, yo.
They didn't do the chorus.
Yeah, just the verse.
That's, wow.
You better.
I was really excited. You better lose yourself in the podcast.
the Game Boy, the mama's cookies that are go, go. You only get me undies. Do not nature box to chew. We can actually freestyle.
That was freestyle?
Most of it. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that was bad.
that was written by Mike.
Half the freestyle was an ad.
Oh, yeah, of course. That was written by Mike, who made an Eminem parody. Shout out to his brother Danny, who's huge Day One fans. Come to Sweden, he says.
Okay.
New year, new us, new you. This podcast episode being released on January 1, 2018.
January 1. We hanging out? On New Year's Day? Yeah.
Oh, on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah, New Year's Eve, I think so. We don't know what we're doing yet, though.
No, we don't. It's a real,
what do you,
it's a real thorn in my side.
There's so many ways New Year's Eve can happen. It can be like a chill house party. It can be like a crazy house party. It can be like a regular bar. It can be like a fancy dress-up, $100, all-you-can-drink, whatever. Yeah. It can be a dinner party. It can be like a little wedding, but the guests don't even know each other, so it's like everyone's dressed up.
A masquerade ball.
Yeah.
Or a fucking crazy four-floor rave.
Yeah, or it can be like a movie night where it's like four people watching a movie and falling asleep at 12:15.
Yeah, you can masturbate by yourself and go to bed at 11:52. Who gives a fuck, you're missing New Year's. So you didn't live last year either, you know?
What's your favorite kind of New Year's? What are you hoping for?
I like to do New Year's big. You know, like, there's some holidays that have a lot of pressure and people are like, oh, I don't like New Year's because you're like, expect that. I like the pressure.
I like living up to the hype.
I like New Year's like needing to be fun and then also having it be really fun.
But for the last couple of years, you did like a friend trip, not like a party at a with strangers type of deal.
Yeah. Well, so going back years and years, our friends used to always like either do a house party or rent out a bar, and it was really great.
Yeah.
Then we upgraded. I think we upgraded to two extravagant trips. We like rented a mansion in upstate New York. We brought like 20 people, and then we did like the same thing the next year in the Poconos.
It's like a co-ed bachelor party of sorts.
It's, and like that, it felt like a big party because there were so many people and everybody brought like fancy clothes. It felt like we were like living in a haunted mansion, which was awesome. Then last year I went to a wedding, which was great because it was like a built-in party that was...
Oh, that's a cool thing, a New Year's Eve wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't mind that.
But now this year, I feel like since I went to a wedding last year, I broke the chain of hanging out. Like now all of our friends are doing different stuff.
Right.
This is my first New Year's in LA.
Right. And then it's like, what do you do in LA? What kind of New Year's do you want?
I want a...
Do you want to dress up?
Yeah. I want to wear like... I don't want to wear like a suit, but I want to wear a collared shirt and a jacket. I want a classy affair that turns into a little bit of a debauchery.
I see.
I want like... I want Gatsby meets the Virgil.
Oh, interesting. So you want everybody...
Great Gatsby hip-hop top 40 party.
Got it. So you want everyone to dress up like it's a nice night, but to be dancing like it's a stinky basement.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I do.
Are you willing to pay cash? Because a lot of these places have covers. You know.
Yeah, I will. I suggested going to... there's some insane party that they do at the train station here.
Oh, at Union Station?
Yeah, but it's like $150. But it seems like there's so much shit going on.
That sounds fun, because then you could do a little bit of everything. Is there food?
Yeah, there's food. There's like four different
I didn't hear that
DJs.
Recommendation. Did you tell me that recommendation? I don't think you ever floated that idea to me.
No, because I floated it to Jill, and she shot it down because it was too expensive.
Of course. But now that you own Bitcoin Cash... Everything is sort of free.
Money is not an object to me.
Because
I'm either rich
digital.
Or poor based on where that little thing is.
That's pretty good. It's like, that's a good tagline for Bitcoin. It's like, Bitcoin, money is not an object.
Oh.
Because it's like, you know, it's not an object. It's digital currency.
That's true.
All right. But for now, we wanted to start the new year off right, since after all, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet that we host. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
We are going to start it off lightning round style. So I asked our Twitter followers if they had any quick questions for us. We're going to try to get through as many as possible just to set the pace for the new year. 2018, we're going to try to answer as many fucking questions as possible.
Lightning round.
Do you see any good ones?
I scrolled very to the very, very bottom.
Uh-huh.
Because I felt like I wanted to reward that person.
Oh, the people that that first person they answered.
The very, very first person. I believe the very, very first person said wine or beer.
Oh.
Cool.
I don't love either, but I prefer wine because I don't think there's a beer that I enjoy as much as like a white wine, which sort of tastes sweet enough for me to like.
Yeah, I agree. I'm a big whiskey drinker, as y'all know.
But and what's closer to that?
Given
beer
this,
or wine?
Given this choice, I think... I mean, I can enjoy both. I just don't like to drink more than one or two beers.
Yeah.
And I don't like to drink like more than a couple glasses of wine because I do not like the kind of drunk wine gets me.
Yeah, it's hard to... I guess it's not hard, but I rarely drink enough wine to get drunk or enough beer to get drunk.
Right, I don't do either of that.
It's too much liquid per alcohol.
For such losers. But I like a nice full-bodied red, a nice earthy red, a Malbec with a steak.
Oh, I like a stout.
And I like a fucking hoppy brew.
I want
some chips and
a
guac.
Beer so heavy I can't even lift the stein. I want a glass
of. Give me a horn of your finest ale, brother.
I want a mead so thick I can't even pour it out of the fucking bottle.
I service myself meat and mead. Meat and mead for my brethren.
What's that?
Meat and mead.
Got it.
Let me sit at your table.
I am a vegetarian, that is, though. Grr, some tempeh for my brothers and a Riesling to go in a plastic shoe.
Yarr.
Oh, here we go. Biggest regret of 2017, writes Andrea.
Ooh. I know what yours is.
Is it selling Bitcoin at 19,000, hoping that it'll fall down, and then it just never did?
And then, yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Yeah, and then, sorry, I sold it at 16,000, hoping it would fall, and then bought back in at 19,000, because I got scared, and then it fell back down. So, yeah, regrets, I got some.
Yeah. I can't really think of any. I'm sure I have them, though.
Regrets. Let me think if I can think of any for you.
Oh, that really dumb. I mean, I don't regret it now, but like I had that pretty dumb like flight itinerary.
A flight itinerary?
When I went to in October, when I went to my friend's wedding, and I like for some reason flew out of Hartford at 6 a.m. the next day.
Oh, yeah. No, it was to Hartford, wasn't it?
Well, I flew at 6 a.m. from Boise to New York. Which didn't make any sense because as soon as I landed in New York, I took the train back to Connecticut. And then on Saturday, I had my friend's wedding. And that morning, I had a 6 a.m. flight out of Hartford that I had to wake up at 3:30 for.
Wake up at 3:30.
It was the dumbest itinerary you could possibly imagine. And I landed here and I took the train to Santa Barbara.
Okay, follow up. How much American money would someone have to pay you to eat a tablespoon of human cum? Let's say the cum was safe. You knew it was like from a clean guy.
Oh, I was going to say $1,000 before you even told me that. I'd probably do it for $1,000.
Really? $1,000 to drink a tablespoon of my semen?
She didn't say yours.
Well,
I do that for way less.
For yours, I would do it for $50.
I'd do it for fucking fun, for the shits and the giggles.
I'd be too scared to do it for $1,000.
I mean, it wouldn't taste good, but it's a teaspoon, right? Or a tablespoon.
Teaspoon. No, that's sorry. It says tablespoon. I read.
Well, that's a huge fucking difference, Blumenfeld.
Too late.
No.
You gotta drink a glass.
Here comes the plane. Ooh. Where's it gonna land?
Some cum and meat for my friends. Amir, are you going to Burning Man this year with Jake? Writes Andrea Daskarat. You're not even going to Burning Man.
Not this year because I'm getting married the week before.
Mm.
But you know what? I actually did. I've said in the past that I don't think I'll ever go to Burning Man again.
And now?
And now I think I want to.
Go back.
I want to go back, not this year, next year.
Do you think it's changed since you've gone? If you go next year, how many years? Would it be 4 years apart?
Yeah, I think so. I think I went in 2013.
Yeah. And?
Or 2014. Yeah, I went in 2013. What year did we move to LA?
I think 2013.
Then so I went. Right I went that then? Year. I went that year
in 2013.
The year, yeah. I went in August, and we moved in December.
Oh wow! So you'll go. So it'll be 5 years after that, and you do want to go back.
I do want to go back.
Why do you want to go back?
I guess I feel like I want to go. I want to take my brother because I think he'd really like it, and I think it'd be like a fun brotherly bonding activity.
Oh,
and I don't know. I think that like you learn so much the first time you go. That it's sort of a shame that I like went and like hacked my way through and sort of survived but didn't thrive, and now I could go and like and do it differently, do it better.
All right. Well, I will never go. So
that's fair.
The answer to me is that I'm not going back with Jake.
Yeah, you would hate it.
All right. You got a question?
Where did you find the guy who played Lawrence in the Barbershop Quartet?
That is a great question. The episode...
I feel like that. How did that person ask that? They had to have known Lawrence.
We had an episode where I'm in a barbershop quartet. It was me, Anu, Dan, who are all college humor producers, and then a 53-year-old middle-aged man who...
Was he older than 53, I think?
Who was not an actor. Not that he...
He won a contest.
He won a contest. I think because his kids or students were like fans of it. And he wanted to be in the video. And he was like so naturally funny because it was like no actor would act that way.
Yeah.
And his name was Lawrence.
His name wasn't really Lawrence. We named him Lawrence.
Yeah, his character's name was Lawrence.
Like, when I was, what does he say? Like I was 19 and a fisherman found me and raised me, named me Lawrence and raised me.
He talked in a cadence that was so like unnatural. That was
And I say at 19 you should have been raised and named. He says that's fair. That's more than fair.
Yeah, he talked like almost like an interested rabbi.
I love the idea of something being more than fair. That makes it unfair all of a sudden, doesn't it?
The most fair. Yeah, is there gradients of how fair something can be?
Yeah, fairness is the middle. It's more than or less than. It's not fair.
That's more than fair.
More than fair. But I guess you say it when you're getting a good deal on something, right?
Yeah, that's more than fair. Christina Jonas writes, you guys ever think about making some of your memorable sayings ringtones? I don't know about anyone else, but I'd love a yes dude or a ha text tone, LOL.
Oh, or that's fair. That's more than fair.
Every time you get a text. Ringtones were so big like 10, 15 years ago, but I don't think about them anymore. Like back in with old Nokia phones, you could program your ringtone and it was kind of like a cool thing.
Yeah.
Now a ringtone could be any song, anything, any word, any like any audio clip. And
but
I don't
it's still
think
mortifying
it.
Every time it goes off. Like, oh shit, I'm sorry.
Do you remember, did you ever like program in the ringtone where like you get to choose the notes?
I didn't do, I guess I didn't program my own in, but I remember like downloading ringtones for like my old like not smartphone, pre-iPhone
phone. And it cost money.
Yeah.
You used to have it's to fun, pay like, for ringtones.
A ringtone or a text tone is like an alert that tells you to look at your phone. Like I don't need an alert to tell me to look at my phone. I'm looking at it all the fucking time.
Are you a vibrate guy or a silence guy? Because I'm looking at my phone anyway.
I'm vibrate. You like straight silence? You just know to look?
Sometimes I'll put my phone on silent to go to sleep. And then when I wake up, I don't put it back on vibrate for a little bit.
That's exactly what I just did.
Do you sleep on silent?
Yeah, I sleep on do not disturb. I don't look at my phone until after breakfast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. I'm on that Coinbase app with one eye open.
As you, yeah, I mean, I'm trying.
With one
this
eye
is like, it's very nice. It's a new thing, but that's, I'm going to. Sometimes I'm like going to bed and I'm like watching TV and I'm just like, I looked at a screen the whole day.
Yeah.
Like I'll be answering emails and I have to use the bathroom. And on the walk to the bathroom, I have my phone out looking at it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is. It's so sad.
Well, that's a good, that's
that's why I got to go to Burning Man again, dude.
Well, that's a good New Year's resolution segue. Do you have any New Year's resolutions? Would it be to look at a screen less? Or you're not even.
That's a good one. I always have like a couple things, but I'm narrowing it down. I think that I'm going to try to be friendlier.
Interesting.
I want to like.
You're pretty friendly as is.
Yeah.
I'll be it disingenuous. You want to be more genuinely friendly.
No, not that at all.
No, it'll still be fake.
More like friendly to like coffee shop, bar, like people I meet out in the wild. I want to be a regular in my neighborhood places.
So aren't you now pretty friendly, or are you just like kind of just stick to yourself? Don't call me my name. I don't call you your name.
When I'm like getting coffee or something, I don't say anything to anybody. I'm when I'm alone, I'm pretty quiet.
Yeah.
I'm friendly to like the people I know and like when I'm introduced to somebody.
So you want to be openly friendlier to strangers.
So yeah.
When someone's like, what do you want? I'm like, oh, I want a whatever, coffee. Also, how are you doing today? Like,
yeah, that's what I, yeah, exactly.
You want to be like the nice guy.
How's your day going?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that shouldn't be that hard because I'm like, I am nice.
And it is free.
Right. And then I also want to like be more invested in like going out in my neighborhood and making people like me. I want to be the mayor, you know?
Oh, you want to be, so who are you thinking of when you think of like the ideal amount of nice?
The ideal amount of
like,
nice?
You want to be, are you like thinking of someone like George Basil or someone like?
George, that's too much. I can never be as nice, well-liked as George Basil, and I wouldn't want to be. Right. It seems like it's a lot of pressure.
Maybe like a Billy or an Adam.
Yeah.
Even that's a very effusively nice.
That's true.
So you just want to be.
I sort of want to be me, except to.
Strangers.
And not even strangers, but just like shops. It's a pretty, now that I think about it, it's a pretty bad New Year's resolution. I want people who own coffee shops to like me more.
Fuck it, read more.
But like in New York, I remember I used to be able to go to the whiskey and like as I would walk in, the bartenders would pour me a shot of whiskey and like shake my hand. And like, and I've never had that in LA.
You want to be a regular?
I've never been a regular anywhere in LA. Yeah. Except for Starbucks.
Right.
But Sienna quit. So I haven't seen or heard from her in years.
And you've tried. You've reached out.
I sure have. What's your resolution?
I got two.
Awesome. All right. Next question.
Who came up with the idea for beer? mine are pretty simple. a little cliche, but I'm going to try to stick to it.
Let's hear it.
Read more.
Cool.
Run more.
Oh, run.
Yeah. I stopped running because I hurt my foot, and I never went back.
Wow.
So I can read more, and I can run more.
That's great.
3 miles a day, 10 pages a day.
Is that your plan?
Sure it is right now. I could say anything.
3 miles a day is a lot.
That's average.
A lot of running a week, though.
Yeah. But even if you fall short, you're still running.
Oh, 3 miles a day, average.
Yeah, average.
I see.
Yeah.
That's cool. So would you go run 2-3 times a week, 4 times a week?
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. I mean, it would just incentivize me because I can run around the Silver Lake Reservoir from my house, and I've never done it.
Yeah. I took a walk around it yesterday.
And?
Beautiful. I got a coffee, listened to a podcast.
Oh, that's nice.
It wasn't exactly healthy.
Right. But at the very least, you moved.
But I did something.
Yeah. And then reading. I haven't read in over a year because, again, always on the phone. No time to lift up a book.
What kind of books do you like when you do read?
I think I'm going to do nonfiction at first.
Yeah, nonfiction's...
Yeah, I can't get into like a completely fictional story yet.
You read some John Krakauer?
Whom? Oh, the Into Thin Air?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did read that.
You read Into Thin Air? Did you read Under the Banner of Heaven?
No.
You would like that book.
I have a lot of recommendations that are just piling up. Maybe I'll get through them all.
Yeah, I'd really appreciate it if you started with John Krakauer's Under the Banner of Heaven.
All right.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
Because, like I said, I had some other books to read.
It's a quick read.
Nothing is a quick read
to me.
It's
a quick read.
It's 780 pages on Amazon right now. It's not a quick read.
I just bought the second or the third Game of Thrones book, and it was like book number 3, part 1. And I was like, fuck that. You better send me the whole book. And then I looked at the whole book, and it's like 1,600 pages. I'm like, part 1's fine.
Let's start with this and see what happens.
They're so dense. They're like 600, 700 pages.
Smart people read is the long and the short of it. So
I'm dumb and I read.
Yeah, all right. Maybe I'll stop reading. You're
cool.
Right. Got a question for us?
Yes. When are you coming back to do a show in London?
When are you coming back to do a show? Who wrote that?
Someone named Cameron Bloom.
All right.
Sounds very British.
Yeah, that's like the British version of me.
I want to go back to do that. Can we? This is a question from me and Cameron to you and asking you to email our... Actually, this is fun. Let's email our agent right now on the podcast.
Wow, December... The problem is nobody's there. Nobody's going to answer this email.
That's true. But maybe he'll see it.
Well, we're going to Canada, which is like sort of a baby step towards London. It's like a British Commonwealth.
But we usually do London like every other summer, and we didn't do it last summer, right?
Oh, so we're due.
I think we should do it.
Maybe after your bachelor party.
That's a cool idea.
Since we'll already be on that side of the universe.
Yeah. Which, okay. I don't know if we updated everybody, but we're going to Iceland.
Oh, you want to officially announce it?
Sure. Why not?
Well, I'm not saying when we're going. Just saying that we're going.
And not even saying where we're going in Iceland. It's a big place.
Yeah, who knows what major metropolitan city in Iceland we'll end up at. It could be Grimsey for all I care.
It's fucking Vik, if you can imagine.
Is it Vik? Is that the Black Sand one?
Yeah, V-I-K.
Vik. We're spending 4 weeks in Vik for my bachelor party.
That means I'm missing my wedding. But I want to go. I think it's been too long since we've been back to London. I want to go back. I want to do the London, Dublin, Manchester. Well, people always tell us to go to Scotland and shit too.
The triple play. Yes, it's true. And we've never been there.
No, I think we should. Yeah, we should try to make a little European run in the summer. That's after nice. My bachelor party would be honestly ideal.
Of course.
Of course.
All right, let's take a break. We'll thank some more sponsors and we'll be back. We'll be back with many more questions after this.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. We mentioned the Canadian run. Tickets still available. March 6th in Winnipeg. March 7th in Calgary. March 8th in Vancouver.
Damn.
It's back to back to back.
I love that we're doing it in March. Just
yeah.
Nice and fucking frigid.
I want that snow. I want to see it.
I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, we're looking forward to those shows. All right. Here's another question. Samuel Bingham writes, Larry David or Jerry Seinfeld? Who do you prefer?
I think Seinfeld.
Interesting. As a human or as a comedian?
I don't know. Aren't they like this the exact same as comedians?
They're very similar. I think Larry's a little more like George, so he's a little more anxious, a little more frugal. Jerry's more like a, oh, whatever, I don't give a fuck sort of attitude.
I think that's what I like. Maybe that's why I like him. He's a little more inherently likable.
Yeah, I'll go Larry, because to me that is more likable. He's the more like self-deprecating one, and that I like that about him. Plus, I like the season of Curb, and I haven't seen a new season of Seinfeld in a while, so.
Do you think Seinfeld's better than Curb, though?
As a show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Great. Me too.
Got a question?
Yes, from Tara. Is film school worth it? I want to go to one that's pretty expensive, and I'm trying my best not to think too much about the tuition, but it's hard, dude.
Ooh. Is
like
film
have we done a question podcast since Twitter's upped their...
Oh, yeah, the character limit.
The character limit,
yeah. I guess not. It's a little more, less of a lightning, more of a thunder round.
Very nice.
It seems like a lot of the people we work with did go to film school in terms of film production.
Yeah, it's true. It's interesting because, like, we're vaguely in, like, film, more like writing and stuff. But, like, you went to business school and I dropped out.
Right.
So it's weird for us to say, like, yeah, you should go to film school.
But we also don't do the practical parts of it.
Yeah.
Like shooting, editing, direct. I guess directing, yes, but.
But, like, it's interesting. Film school, people think, like, oh, film, like, that's, you're going to get into the arts. But, like, there's a lot of fucking money in film.
Yeah.
Look at us. We're rich beyond all measure.
And, Bitcoin is plummeting.
Okay, I'm ruined financially and otherwise.
We have to go back.
The music
school.
Industry is that it's or the movie industry is like a big. There's a lot of like jobs there
to be had.
And so if you go to film school and you're good at one of the jobs to be had in the industry,
yeah,
then I don't think it's like any dumber than going to be an accountant.
Yeah. It seems like one of the practical schools, unless you're talking about film theory school, in which case, don't do that.
What is film theory school?
Like when you study film and then like write critical essays about it.
That definitely feels pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Because all you can do is like write stuff no one will read and talk and nobody wants to talk to you, right?
Of course. A lot of people would disagree with us, but you know what? You're not listening to their podcast.
Damn right, because it's boring. Ten more minutes of that.
Favorite birthday presents from each other, writes Mean Musical Nerd.
Wait, what's that?
Favorite birthday present from each other.
Ooh.
Nothing's going to top my giving you the water pick, I think. You really like that.
I do love the water pick, but it did break.
Yeah, but even as a broken object, it lasted you longer than most gifts have lasted you.
Yeah. I guess I also liked the year that you got me the Got Rings shirt from the Yankees t-shirt.
That was good. Got Rings. And then in terms of gifts that you've given me?
Yeah.
Can't recall even one.
Wow, that's
it's amazing.
Kind of fucked up. There I was get you a gift every single year.
There was a tie clip in there at one point.
That was one of the first gifts I ever gave you. Yeah, because you were into Mad Men. That was really thoughtful.
The running shorts at one point, I used them as a cum rag.
Why?
Twice.
So that's still
and
getting,
the fabric
that's pretty
tore.
Useful. What's wrong with your semen?
It was an acidy thick stream. And then what else? What else we got?
What did I get you this year?
What did you get me?
Oh, Squatty Potty.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I use the Squatty Potty. All right, I'll use Squatty Potty.
Thank you.
got a good one?
I've recently lost 90 pounds, and I'm looking good until I lose the shirt. Then I go from a 6.5 to a 4. My New Year's resolution is to get swole and jacked. What workout plan do you recommend?
Ooh, to get swole and jacked?
There's something great about the classic New Year's resolution of just getting fucking ripped, yeah. Shredded, hot, sexy.
Yeah. I tried to do that last year and I got months in, but
you got pretty jacked.
Yeah, I got pretty jacked, but I never got shredded, ripped, crazy. I never like went to the fucking like 7 days a week.
Balls to the wall, absolute
protein
max.
Shakes every day.
Are you going to try to do that this year?
Well, now I'm going to try to run more. So
you're going to go back
now
to
now I feel
lean.
Like I'm out of cardio shape, I feel like. So I'm going to try to still do the weightlifting, but sacrifice some of that for like sweating because I didn't
smart.
Sweat a lot. But exercises, I don't know. There's a lot of apps that like kind of keep you on your toes. And like I do recommend doing some plan because when you go to the gym, you're like, I'll just exercise until I'm tired. You never really push yourself. But if you're like trying to follow the numbers on the app where you're like, I only need to do 12, I need to do 10, that's when you push yourself. And like pushing yourself beyond the level of casual exhaustion is when you get shredded and ripped.
Bodybuilding.com has an app that I like. I mean, usually I climb, but sometimes when I just work out, there's like, they have a lot of workouts that are pretty solid.
Bodybuilding.com?
Yeah. It's like the bodybuilding.com app for your iPhone. I use that sometimes. I also think that like the first thing I ever did to try to get in shape was just get a pull-up bar in my house. I think that's the best thing you could possibly do.
That's good. But that does like back and buys.
Yeah,
like,
it does. It's not going to do everything, but it like will. It starts to change your body in a way that like makes you excited about working out and like finishing the job.
Yeah. What's the best advice for someone starting out trying to make YouTube videos their lives? Writes Forward Life. Best advice for someone starting out trying to make YouTube videos their lives.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. We didn't do that.
Yeah.
It like we backed into it through making videos for College Humor.
Yeah, we never tried to make viral videos or anything like that.
My advice would always be to like get hired somewhere that pays you to make content that they have a channel for.
Yeah, but they're not going to hire you unless you're doing it for free.
Right. But it's in, I just don't fucking know. Like, I don't think we would have been able to just like put our videos on YouTube. And
yeah, and like, has the vlogging train left the station? Like, can you no longer start a vlog because like nobody will see it? I guess if it's good and you're vlogging, somebody will find it.
Maybe, or maybe it is like, it's really hard. Maybe you have to like,
I guess do what makes you happy, what makes it fun for you to do. And then if it's good, people will find it. But that's kind of general.
Yeah. But that, I mean, that's like, that's the case with most art and creative things.
True.
So make stuff that you like and then try to find, whether it's YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Vine RIP, or submitting it to random websites and stuff.
I miss Vine. Would you rather, says Gautam Bar...
That's where I'm at, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Would you rather live in any one city as a billionaire and never leave, or travel the world with a budget of $10 per day for the rest of your life?
One city as a billionaire?
Yeah, and never leave.
Or travel the world.
With a budget of $10 per day for the rest of your life.
How would I... So I'd have to be homeless in all those other cities?
No, you can, you know, you can, you have the money you have now, and then you get $10 per day.
But I, yeah, I'd eventually run out of cash. But it's like be a billionaire or be like a wandering destitute person?
Not destitute, but like hostel style.
$10 a day is destitute.
All right, let's say it's $100 a day.
All right, awesome.
Billionaire.
I just that is kind of a hard question. I just like...
Like, would you rather be a fucking loaded dude who can't leave L.A. or New York ever, or like live in hostels, but you can travel to Thailand, wherever?
I guess...
You know, Thailand and the other places.
Yeah, it would... The traveling shit would get old after a week.
Yeah, if I'm eating fucking noodles for breakfast and rice for lunch, cash me in L.A. I'm in living fucking large.
That's the thing. I would be a billionaire, but I'd do it in a fucking crazy-ass city.
Like, I would bring shit to me.
Shanghai.
Yeah, that way I'm traveling and I'm a billionaire.
That's the way I get to travel to China once.
And I'm staying there.
I'd travel, I think, though.
I would do one city as a billionaire for sure.
I know, I would regret it, but I feel like I just don't like the idea of closing off myself to the whole world. I could never.
Yeah, at the very least, you can say, you can just answer that question as a traveler because you don't actually have to do it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So say it.
I could never, ever sacrifice traveling.
I have it's a wanderlust. I would be a homeless person in Southeast Asia.
I don't even need the $10 a day. You can give that. You could give that to charity because I'll pitch my tent on the beach. I'll sleep underneath the stars.
And I'll fish and I'll eat sand because that's what I need to survive. And I love it because I'm not attached to any place.
All I need is my Pentax camera and a cup of Joe.
$40 a day and some. And I want $1 billion too. I really still want that.
And I'll live in fucking New York City.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, of course. This dude, Gautam, he has a bunch. He's tweeting at us a bunch with these cash related questions.
Okay, that's interesting. That's a weird one.
Would you rather work every day for a year, 8 hours and 365 days, and get $500,000 at the end of the year, or have to take a whole year off and get $30,000 at the end of the year? The work is data entry in a cubicle, no time off for lunch, but you can eat non-hot food at your desk.
Non-hot. He's specifying the temperature of the food we get to eat.
It can
eat
be
at
warm.
So would you sacrifice a year of your life to make $500,000, or would you just take a vacation and sacrifice that $500,000? Ooh, good question. I think this is when I go a little bit more, less money inclined. I think I take a year off and make $30,000.
Interesting.
Yeah, because I think I would be too sad for a year to do data entry 7 days a week for 365 days. And eat a non-hot food lunch on my
You
desk.
Tell me the lunch can be a fucking panini and I'm back in, but you're right. I'm out.
I need to toast that sandwich. I need a hot salad. I'm begging you. All right, what else you got?
Planning an East Coast trip soon. Any cities besides the normal tourist spots that are a good idea to check out? P.S. Any chance you guys will come back to Las Vegas soon? We didn't do a show in Las Vegas, did we?
Never. We should do that as soon as possible. East Coast trip. Where else do you want to visit other than New York?
New York, D.C.
Philly, Boston. I guess Vermont's like really nice. Vermont and New Hampshire are cool to see.
Maine, Portland, Maine.
Yeah, just keep going up north. It's more uniquely beautiful than anything you can see anywhere else in America.
And yeah, the Hudson Valley, all those upstate cities are cool too. Hudson Valley, Berkshires.
Lukey Linden writes, who came up with the idea for the beer script and how long did it take you to shoot?
Oh, wow. You sort of predicted that somebody was going to ask this.
No, I read that.
Oh, got it. Beer?
That was like one of our first videos. Maybe it was based on me not liking beer. I don't remember how long it took to shoot. Back then, we shot like everything. We just ran through it twice.
Yeah.
Probably took like 23 minutes to shoot.
Uh-huh.
And it shows.
Yeah, all those ideas back then were just based on like things that you would do to impress me.
Right. It's like I'm trying to act cool.
You're trying to be my friend.
Let's see. TV Lab Sam writes, what is something new you have learned about each other this past year? Something new you learned about me or me learned about you in the last year? Did we learn anything new about each other? That's a tough one. Don't make me think
about our relationship.
That's too intimate.
It makes me very uncomfortable.
What did I learn about you? I don't know. Should we come back to that one?
I don't think I learned anything new about you in the last 5 years.
Or if you did, then it was non-eventful. What else we got here? Where is Raven's Nest? I think it's in the same place we left it. You think Raven's Nest is back on the market?
Oh, did it? Wasn't it? Did we ever say what the street was really called?
Oh, I guess we can now that we don't live near it.
We were talking about it so much, but we didn't want to talk about it because we didn't want to say the real address, because then if we actually did live in Raven's Nest,
yeah, it would be too open. Too
but it
beautiful.
Was called Iverness.
Yeah, Einverness. I-N-V-E-R-N-E-S-S.
Which is like, it was, I remember thinking that the bit was so much stronger with Einverness because that's such a funny name.
And now Raven's Nest has become the new normal.
Raven's Nest is pretty good too.
Mars writes, why does the HeadGum office bathroom only carry one ply toilet paper?
Wait, sorry?
Marissa?
Oh.
Our producer writes, why does HeadGum office bathroom only carry one ply?
Because Marty orders the teepee and he's a cheap ass cuck.
A cheapy teepee.
That's why, Mars.
I thought we had some nice toilet paper.
No, our toilet paper is pretty.
You know what? I've been using the hand towel, so I don't even notice the teepee situation.
You, sorry?
I don't use the, I use a squatty potty. All right.
You don't, I don't need to wipe.
Let's see here. I get so much splashback. It's like a fucking natural bidet. Joe Kirkpatrick writes, what are your Overwatch mains?
I'm at J-Dog Money HR.
Yeah.
Rifle slinging tote bagger.
And I'm Coral Gun. Look for me. Cash me outside the game.
Inside gameplay.
And then if I'm like doing like some noob shit where I'm like trying to like figure out my
are
real
you a
Overwatch,
striker or are
I'm
you
a striker,
defense?
Yeah. So
are you mining?
Thick fuzzy gun is my handle when it comes to that. Anna Mitchell writes, what kind of shampoo do you use?
Head and Shoulders, baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Head and Shoulders 2-in-1.
I guess that answers my last question, something I learned about you.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Are you doing the daily shampoo or are you going like the new school, which is like shampoo once a week?
I do. I go daily.
Oh, you're back. You're zigging back to
yeah. Before I was once a week, but like I think everybody's hair is just different, and you're like, I don't think my hair is good when it's greasier.
Yeah,
it just like goes flat on my head. My hair is better when it's
a little
poofy.
Drier.
Yeah,
a drier, coarser.
I need the poof. I need the volume.
Yeah. I use Kiehl's, some sort of Kiehl's. I bought a lot of it, and I've been just milking it
for months and months. That's fancy as shit.
Yeah. Go for it. Treat yourself. You're worth it. What else? What else we got? Any other ones towards the end over here?
How's Lonely and Horny Season 2 coming along?
Great question.
Thank you. Their Twitter handle is just Merry Christmas.
We are...
Oh, Christina.
We are in the process of editing it. Post-production, as they call it. Putting it all together. The season looks funny. It's going to be good. And I'm very optimistic and very excited for people to watch it.
Excited for... Yeah.
Lots of great cameos, too. All the friends that we couldn't get in season one are in this season. Some familiar HeadGum podcaster faces,
too. Yeah, and the new friends we've made since we did season one.
That's right.
We do have some fun cameos.
Yeah, I'm excited to just like put a trailer on there so people get like a taste of everything.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Should we look for one more question each?
All right, that's fun.
Let's see here. I don't like this horse size this or this size that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Favorite Jake and Amir, we've answered that one a lot. How dare you is kind of funny, but not really a real question.
I like this one from another person named Christina, but it's a different one.
Yeah.
She said, what's your best memory from 2017?
Ooh, best memory from 2017. Was the election in 2017? Or that was 2016. That was November.
Could you even? That was the worst.
That was a W.
What a shitty night that was.
I'm trying to think about what else is what could top that.
I'm just sort of going through.
What about Doug Jones beating Roy Moore?
I did. I cried happy tears that night. That's pretty fun.
It's hard to beat that. When a Democrat takes Alabama.
Yeah. If we're talking political stuff, John McCain killing healthcare with his final vote.
That's good.
After Collins and Murkowski helped too. But that was like a nice, fun, dramatic moment. The thumb up, down, then into the thumb down.
Yeah,
that was a good old time. Democrats cheering.
Yeah, shooting Lonely and Horny. I don't know if that was one highlight, but starting to shoot that again was really fun.
That's true. I'm looking through my photos that I took in 2016. There are some really nice memories. I went to a beautiful wedding. I don't know. That was
that was fine. Not a fun
answer. Engaged.
Really?
I just scrolled that back. I got into August, and yeah, there it is.
I don't know. That wedding you attended was maybe the highlight.
That was 2 weeks after we got engaged.
If you could have any celeb on the podcast, writes King Shell, who would it be? You can include dead people.
Oh, not really dead, but Matt Damon.
Oh, yeah. Especially now that he's in the news.
He's in the news?
Yeah, he said some pretty unwoke things, and people are not taking too kindly to him. He can come on our podcast and sort of clarify his statements.
No, never mind. He's not allowed.
Have you seen the trailer for Downsizing?
Yeah, it looked really good.
Yeah. I wonder if I could still see it without feeling bad about myself.
You can't.
All right, you got a last one?
Wait, the last question? I already had a last question. It was best memory of 2017.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
And I just found another one. Me and my brother, when we rented the Westfalia.
Yeah.
Everyone should do this. Go through your photos for the last year, people, and just feel grateful.
Be happy of yourself. Podcast, maybe we'll do a quick podcast. What's it called? Podcast resolution. I still want to maybe get into the idea of segments. I know we constantly tease it and talk about it, but I think some new segments to breathe some new life into the podcast is a good idea.
Tinder bios.
Tinder bios would be a good one. Maybe we can introduce one segment every episode and then see which one sticks the best.
You know what would be fun is if we had like a little wheel of segments.
Oh, and we spin it.
So it's like first half is we answer questions and the second half is wheel of segments.
Yeah, that's good.
But we need some suggestions.
Suggested segments.
I wonder if we're allowed to just like one of the segments is read a Jake and Amir fan script.
Oh, that'd be good. I was also thinking what's it called? Un-something advice. Like advice that people didn't ask for.
Oh, unsolicited advice?
Yeah, unsolicited advice. Like one bit of advice that people didn't necessarily ask for, but we can give. That could be a good one.
That's cool. We could do like a passive-aggressive thing, like unsolicited advice for you.
Yeah.
Like you need to stop farting as much.
Right. And then it gives people something to look forward to. Like I listen to some basketball podcasts that have good segments. Like the starters have really good segments. And then Twinnovation has really good segments.
Yeah, they have all the lead-in music,
catch of the day. Yeah, we can get some music. All right, that's That's my podcast resolution.
All right, breathe new life into the podcast. Yeah. My podcast resolution is I'm going to start 5 new podcasts.
What the fuck are you talking
about? The Daily Monday with Jake.
The Daily Monday.
The Every Other Tuesday with Jake.
And that's every Wednesday.
What Wednesday?
That'll be my Thursday morning show. Freaky Friday, that's Thursday, every other Thursday.
And then Tipsy Thursday, Tipsy Thursday.
And then my daily show, which launches every third Saturday. It's called The Jake Daily.
I'm gonna fucking do a podcast called The Daily Monday.
I want to confuse
people. And it's
gonna
be every Wednesday.
I really want to confuse
people. I really want to do Daily Monday podcast.
All right, that's it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being with us. Happy New Year. Opening theme song was written by Mike. This closing one is a Elvis parody. I Can't Help Falling in Love theme parody.
Hell yeah.
Send us some more theme songs. We're running low. And send us some more questions. Everything is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Ciao.
See y'all soon, everybody.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.